At first, it was just say no, then the DARE program. Both anti-drug efforts have faded. Now, high schools around Wisconsin are getting a big packet in the mail from the State Justice Department about the fly effect. As WUWM reports, it's the state's new campaign to fight heroin use. The drug has been claiming more and more young people's lives. Whitefish Bay High School principal Bill Henkel discovered the materials in his mailbox 2 days ago.
We've got some brochures here, some like trifold pamphlets, stopping the heroin spiral.
Henkel describes an eye-catching message written in bold white letters on a black background.
This one says house party, hawking mom's jewelry. You know, I guess the point is once you're hooked, you'll stop at nothing to get your next fix.
Henkel says he'll pass the materials along to the health teacher. She covers drug and alcohol prevention in her mandatory health class for ninth graders. Henkel says it's the only place Whitefish Bay High provides formal anti-drug education. Yet he says all students know the school won't tolerate drugs.
This might be a kid who's never been in trouble for anything. And all of a sudden, wow, they're getting suspended from their athletic team. They're being removed from National Honor Society. So when those things have happened, it's gotten a lot of attention, you know, and the school newspaper's done a good job of covering that.
Schools throughout Wisconsin take different approaches when it comes to drug and alcohol prevention, according to Steve Fernan. He works at the State Department of Public Instruction.
Some are meeting the very minimum standards of embedding some alcohol and drug education in their one required health course, and I think others are still trying to provide a comprehensive approach.
Fernand says for years, thousands of elementary and middle school students passed through the DARE program. Police officers would present classes with facts about drugs and teach strategies for resisting peer pressure.
At the end of the program, there would be a graduation ceremony with oftentimes many of the dignitaries in the community, the mayor, the police chief, principal, superintendent of the school, all congratulating while the kids got their certificate of graduation.
And sometimes a t-shirt or frisbee. But Fernand says educators began losing interest in DARE about a decade ago in the wake of reports that it didn't change student behavior. Around the year 2000, the federal government began funding a prevention curriculum, but those dollars dried up. So did state funding.
There is very, very little public funding going into those kinds of programs. So what schools are doing, they may be cobbling together themselves or using the remnants of programs they purchased when they had grants.
Now a grant from the State Justice Department is helping fund a new anti-drug effort in the Green Bay area. Teachers, parents, police, and others have formed what they call the Brown County Heroin Initiative. Ed Dorf is the coordinator and a former high school principal. He says heroin killed two students from the high school he led and has slammed many other families.
Talking to people who work within the schools, again, you don't have to go too far without hearing about somebody who's having problems at home because of a family member who's addicted and is stealing from the family or has gone to jail because of getting in trouble. It's just insidious.
Dorf says the Brown County campaign also will focus on teaching more adults about the dangers of heroin. It's highly addictive and often deadly. He says too many parents have not yet realized the scope of the threat. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.